Protocol 17, Abuse of Authority. 1. The practice of being a defense attorney produces men who are cold, cruel, persistent and unprincipled, and who take up an impersonal, purely legal standpoint in all cases. They have the bad habit of basing their defense on the value of the people they are representing, and not on the public welfare of its results. They rarely decline to undertake any defense whatever. Instead, they strive for an acquittal at all costs, raising trivial objections over every nitpicking point of legislation, and in this way they demoralize justice. For this reason, we shall set this profession into narrow frames which will keep it inside a sphere of executive public service. Defense attorneys, equally with judges, will be deprived of the right of communication with the litigant. They will receive business only from the court and will study it by notes of report and documents, defending their clients after they have been interrogated in court on facts that have appeared. They will receive a fixed payment without regard to the quality of their defense. This will render them as mere reporters on legal proceedings in the interests of justice and as a counterbalance to the prosecution lawyer who will be the reporter in the interests of prosecution. This will shorten business before the courts. In this way, a practice of honest, unprejudiced defense will be established which is not motivated by personal gain but by conviction. Incidentally, this will also remove the current practice of corrupt bargaining between different levels of courts which agrees to only let that side which pays the most win. We shall destroy the clergy. 2. For a long time in the past, we have taken care to discredit the priesthood of Goyim, and thereby to ruin their mission on earth, which might still be a great hindrance to us in the present day. Day by day it is losing its influence on the peoples of the world. Freedom of thought has been declared everywhere, and the moment of the complete wrecking of the Christian religion is now only years away. As for other religions, we shall have even less difficulty in dealing with them, but it would be premature to speak of this now. We shall restrict the ability of the clergy to influence the government into such narrow frames as to make their influence move increasingly backward in comparison to their former progress. 3. When the time finally comes to destroy the papal court, the finger of an invisible hand will point the nation's anger toward this court. When, however, the nations come to attack it, we shall come forward in the guise of its defenders as if to save excessive bloodshed. By this diversion we shall penetrate to its very inner sanctum and be sure to never come out again until we have gnawed through the entire strength of this place. 4. The King of the Jews will be the real Pope of the universe, the Patriarch of the International Church, the Antichrist. 5. But, in the meantime, while we are educating youth in new traditional religions and then afterwards in ours, we shall not overtly lay a finger on existing churches, but we shall fight against them using criticism calculated to produce internal disunity. 6. In general, then, our contemporary media will continue to condemn state affairs, religions, and imperfections of the Goyim, always using the most disrespectful expressions in order to lower their prestige by every means and in a manner which can only be done by the genius of our gifted tribe. 7. Our kingdom will be a representation of the Hindu deity Vishnu. Our 100 hands will be on the controls of the machinery of social life. We shall see everything without the aid of official police, which, because of the limitations on their powers, hinders governments from seeing properly. We have made a list of similar limitations to be applied on the Goyim. In our programs, 1/3 of our subjects will keep the rest under observation from a sense of duty, and on the principle of volunteer service to the state. It will then be no disgrace to be a spy and informer, but a merit. False accusations made before a public prosecutor, however, will be cruelly punished so as to prevent abuses of this right. 8. Our informers will be selected from all ranks of society, from among the administrative class who spend their time in amusements, editors, printers and publishers, booksellers, clerks, and salesmen, workmen, coachmen, lackeys, etc. This body, having no rights and not being empowered to take any action on their own account, and consequently a police without any power, will only witness and report. Verification of their reports and arrests will depend upon a responsible group of controllers of police affairs, while the actual act of arrest will be performed by the gendarmerie and the municipal police. Any person not reporting anything seen or heard concerning issues of political importance will also be charged with and made responsible for concealment, if it be proved that he is guilty of this crime. 9. Just as nowadays our brethren are obliged at their own risk to formally condemn the Kabbalah apostates of their own family or members who have been noticed doing anything in opposition to the Kabbalah, so in our kingdom over all the world it will be obligatory for all our subjects to observe the duty of service to the state in this direction. 10. Such an organization will eliminate abuses of authority, of force, of bribery, everything in fact which we, by our wisdom, by our theories of the superhuman rights of man, have introduced into the customs of the Goyim. But how else were we to bring about that increase of trigger events which lead to disorders within their administration? Among those methods, one of the most important is having agents for the restoration of order placed in such a way as to have the opportunity to cause problems. They will use their disintegrating activity to develop and display their evil inclinations, obstinate self-conceit, irresponsible exercise of authority, and, first and foremost, an openness to bribery and corruption.